TLB Talk Radio. First off, today is Sunday, June 19th, 2022, and this is episode 22 of, again, TLB Talk Radio. And I would like to wish everybody out there listening who qualifies a happy Father's Day. And for those like myself, whose father is no longer around, the best wishes for the best memories. And today's going to be a madhouse for me because I actually have more information to present than I've ever had before, and I still have the same hour. So Sam, I know you're listening. You're a great producer. There will be no calls today. Everybody needs to understand, and I can't waste a lot of time on this. Tomorrow, this will be published, embedded in an article. Please go to thelibertybeacon.com. Any questions, any comments, and I will take care of them personally. Today's topic and much of the content is gleaned from a recent discussion between Dr. Joseph Mercola and Naomi Wolf. Now, Naomi's last notable mention on this show was because of a discussion she had with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of Children's Health Defense. The following presentation, the TLB Talk Radio Show Spotlight, is on it because it backs up and emphasizes a lot of what I've been preaching for over a decade. And when someone like me runs into someone like Naomi, who has been doing her homework for years, and we're talking about decades, and it comes to the point where she needs to put it out in a fashion that we're going to be delivering, or I'm going to be delivering to you today, it backs up a lot of what I've said. And it behooves me to present it to my audience. When one person tells you something, it's something, if you have faith or you have trust in that individual, that you can run with. But if you can prove that, if you've got one source, two sources, three sources, it gives you a much more confident or a higher level of confidence in what goes forward. Again, this is in the spotlight because it does back up what I've been preaching for well over a decade. The title of today's show, and no, I'm not joking, The Globalist War Against Humanity. And you've all heard me talking about this in one fashion or another. You've all heard me talking about it, whether you've been listening to shows I was doing 5 years ago, articles I was writing 10 years ago, This has been an integral part of everything I've been presenting. But, as usual, before we get started, I would like to once again thank RBN for the platform. I can't go into too deep anything today. I've got that much to put out. But RBN is of extreme value to me and the Liberty Beacon Project, and everybody should listen not only to my show, but to a lot of the other shows on RBN. They are worth listening to. Also, my kudos go out to Sam and my appreciation, because Sam is the person who makes sure every week that you can hear what this old fool is saying. I also want to say thank you to Annie at Shake and Wake. She replays this show every Thursday. And she also hosts the new show that I do with Stephen Roberts called Eagle's Eye Report every Wednesday at 4 to 5 p.m. Central on Shake and Wake. These are three of the best mechanisms for helping the Liberty Beacon Project get its word out. Again, real quick, I will state what I bring to you today is not entertainment. It's never intended to be. It's not guesses. It's not even remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is either in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or inevitabilities, depending on our course of action, or the course of action we're dragged down by those we're going to be talking about today. So it's time to get real. For anybody who has been following the Liberty Beacon Project over the last decade plus, what you are about to hear should not present a new concept or scenario. I have been clearly stating that since the end of World War II, this country, and indeed the world as a whole, has been ever increasingly and blatantly under the thumb of a global elite hell-bent on the complete enslavement and ultimate control of humanity. When after 9/11 in 2001, a bill such as the Patriot Act can pass with almost none of we the people pushing back against it and its true tyranny, simply because in most cases, far too many people believe the government was malevolent, was not mean. And at the same time, it had a great name, the Patriot Act. But had anybody done some serious research, like we at the Liberty Beacon Project were eventually doing, you would understand that the tyranny was starting to stack up. The Patriot Act was anything but something to help we the people. Of course, what I mean by bringing us down when I talk about an elitist caste preparing to bring us down is, in fact, to bring us down to a more controllable number, incorporating all of humanity in a one-world governance, a Marxist communist form of governance. You cannot, with 8 billion people, which is another goal of theirs, is to minimize the population. Again, we'll go into that as we go through this show. You cannot survive with 8 billion people, even a billion people, with a democratic form of governance, which necessitates either a Marxist or a, at the minimum, a communist form of government for complete control by these self-proclaimed demagogue tyrants, and that's exactly what they are. They believe themselves to be the rulers of this planet. Regardless of anything else, anything you say, anything I say, our children, their ancestors, it really doesn't matter. They feel themselves to be those who have the right to rule humanity, which includes paring us down to a much more controllable number. What you're about to hear puts much of this in your face in detail, far beyond what I or we could only have guessed at a mere decade ago. As I have stated, a majority of the following presentation was put together originally by Naomi Wolf and in a discussion with Dr. Joseph Mercola. The last time we did this with Naomi Wolf's information, it came again from an RFK discussion with her, and she has a habit of putting out phenomenal information. Now, you know I'm not going to read, although I will read her comments word for word. This won't be a word for word recital of an article. I have my opinions. I've had my opinions since I started this project almost 14 years ago. And where I need to, I will put in those opinions. But a majority of what you're about to hear comes from Naomi, and it is worth listening to. So let's go over right now five major talking points we're about to go through. Okay? There are 10 steps that leaders who want to crush a democracy will always take. We are now in step 10, and traitors are dissolving the boundaries and the sovereignty of the United States. The same is also taking place in other nations across the planet. Second point, the COVID pandemic was used to strip us of our liberties and to conceptually terraform America into being ready to accept a CCP-style World Economic Forum-guided post-humane and post-constitutional world. This is the Marxism/communism I was discussing with you, or I presented in my opening. Third, we are at war, and the federal government, institutions, and agencies of various kinds, and the media have all been weaponized against the public, against we the people. Not a joke. They've been talking about that for years. It's in your face now. Wake up. The fourth point, hopelessness leads to inaction, and without action, we're guaranteed to lose everything. The one thing the technocrats technology cannot compete with is the analog world. Analog devices and in-person relationships. So that's where our strength lies. And the last talking point, general guidance on how to prepare for near future events and what is needed for survival and success in the long term. We'll address those as much as we can. And again, very limited time, so I'm going to rip through this. This will be embedded in an article tomorrow. You can listen to it again. You can probably listen to it several times if you wish, which will allow you, because at some points I'm going to be going quite quickly, will allow you to get and absorb everything. Okay, now, we are now in the last stage of a tyrannical takeover. And I'm not just talking about America, I'm talking about the world. For those who don't know Naomi Wolf, she is the author of The End of America, published in 2007, and The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and The War Against Human. Okay, that was released in May of 2022. Let's review what lies ahead if we don't challenge and stand firm against the global control agenda. It's really important to realize that the progression towards tyranny and loss of freedom is neither new nor is it accidental. We've been talking about it in the Liberty Beacon Project for well over a decade. And it really has nothing to do solely with COVID or biosecurity per se. Because COVID didn't exist 10 years ago. COVID didn't exist 15 years ago. This actually started, the concept of what we are living through today started right at the end of World War II when these elitists got together and decided, hey, we need to run this place. So to feel that COVID is the main reason for all of this is a mistake. It is a function of it. It is a tool of it. These are just convenient justifications for the unjustifiable. No, this is a comprehensive plan for a global takeover that has been in the works for many decades. What we're seeing now is just the final implementation. Here's our first quote by Naomi. I wrote The End of America when I saw the issues around terrorism and terror threat post 9/11 were being used in such a way as to hide fear and strip us of our civil liberties. Gee, what was Roger saying in his articles about the same time? Wolf says there are 10 steps to fascism that leaders who want to crush a democracy will always take. They're the same 10 steps, whether the leaders are on the left or the right. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. So, and this is her talking again. So I looked at history at different times and places in which a robust democracy was crushed. You start with invoking a terrifying threat. It can be a real threat, but it can just be hyped. You can go on to surveil citizens, to create militia groups, I'm accountable to the rule of law. You can create a gulag. You start to demonize whistleblowers and critics. Is any of this sounding familiar, people? You start to call dissent treason or espionage or subversion. Then you get to step 10, which is martial law, declaring emergencies or emergency law, COVID. Well, here we are at step 10. That was the first quote from, with a few extra words from Roger, from Naomi. Okay, the race towards a post-human world. In the summer of 2020, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo declared residents could not have more than six people in their homes. As noted by Naomi, this is a massive and very clear violation of the First and the Fourth Amendments, the right to privacy and the right to assembly. Okay, that was the moment when Wolf knew for sure that the lockdowns had nothing to do with a public health emergency. That's when she knew we were right smack dab in the middle of step 10. Here's the next quote by Naomi Wolf. We were seeing a wholesale race to exploit what was messaged as a global pandemic in such a way as to strip us of our remaining liberties and to terraform America conceptually into being ready to accept a CCP style, and that is communism, CCP is China, style World Economic Forum guided post-humane and post-constitutional world. This is what she says, and she goes on to say, and that's only escalated. So, in the bodies of others, I walk the reader through the money flow. I show how, this is her book, okay, in the bodies of others. I show how bad actors ranging from the World Economic Forum to the Chinese Communist Party to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and, of course, big tech companies massaged pandemic policy in various ways to suit their ends, not yours and mine, theirs. He goes on. I show how millions are flowing into big tech companies, especially as a result of completely medically unnecessary pandemic policies. And finally, I explain speaking as a tech CEO, which she is now, that what the tech companies are driven by is that human beings in human space having human conversations with human smiles and touch are a competition that they cannot compete with. Again, we go back to the analog. We must get away from the digital, the reliance so much on digital, and get back to the analog. Look your friends in the face. Discuss things with them. Watch the reaction. If they cry, they cry. If they laugh, they laugh. If they smile, they smile. And you can see it, and you can touch it. And she goes on. So a lot of the policies that were rolled out as related to public health emergency really served to kill off that human advantage and transfer assets to big tech companies. All of this makes sense. These are things that I have been talking about with this project. It's not just me. It's people like Ralph Ely, who is the editor of this project. It's people like Luca Magno, who's been writing articles and doing shows for this project. I could go on and on. Christina England, yeah, Robert Burrows, all of these people pour their hearts out on a regular basis to all of the people who read and listen to what the Liberty Beacon Project puts out. It takes someone like Naomi to synopsize this in one place at one time so that everybody can look back and go, oh yeah, I remember that. So let's go on to the next one. Yes, we are at war. Part of step 10 is the proposed World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty, which would give the WHO unbridled privilege to declare an emergency and then have total authority to dictate the global response, even if that response contradicts the constitutional rights of a member state. And while it may not strike most people as an act of war, it is, in fact, part of a global war effort against the public, the citizens of the world. basically what that's saying, and our traitorous leaders giving them this permission are taking your rights away to literally rule this country. This is a country of, by, and for we the people. And once that right has been handed over to the WHO, they can literally control the United States, and you no longer have a say. And Joe Biden is more than willing to give this to them. Did you vote for that? I certainly didn't. Tell me where the treason doesn't exist. Remember the show I did last week? Here's another quote from Naomi. Excuse me, I keep saying Naomi, it's Naomi, so bear with me, please. Indeed, that's what's happening. And the fact that Americans have not been able to see this treaty easily to lobby the representatives, that's just an example of why these meta-national treaties are so extraordinarily dangerous. Who has seen it? Who can go through it? Who can say that goes against our Bill of Rights? That goes against our Constitution. You can't do that. Who? Nobody I know, and I know a lot more people than most people listening to this show. Naomi goes on. I wish people would wake up sooner. Honestly, I have been warning people for about 6 months that a war is being waged against us here in the United States. We are at war, even though we think we're not. We don't see bullets flying, so we don't think so. This is a new kind of war, and it's a war that the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, has developed very skillfully. Stalinists also developed it skillfully. It's never been done to us like this before, but look at the big picture, please. Our southern border is open. Hundreds of thousands of people are pouring in, unstopped, unchecked. And this is her, not me. I'm in favor of legal immigration. Well, so am I. This is Roger speaking. I'm the daughter of immigrants. However, what's happening, according to my sources, is that fighting age men from Ukraine, Afghanistan, and other nations are pouring in. Millions of dollars in state-of-the-art equipment, night vision goggles, military equipment, vanished in Afghanistan. We didn't recover it. She goes on. Where is it? Who knows? But these are men who are going all over the country. They're not being identified. Their destinations are not being identified. They could be put in place. They are very vulnerable. We are very vulnerable. And then north of us, our historically peaceful neighbor, Canada, their World Economic Forum puppet, Justin Trudeau, just declared martial law for 24 hours when the truckers were protesting in Ontario. What you saw there was, unidentified, very mercenary looking. It was. Stop and think about that, people. Where, look, the people had no say whatsoever. Were they police? Were they soldiers? Very hard to tell because they weren't identified, which is characteristic of an unaccountable mercenary. And they were very violent towards people, peaceful, lawful Canadian protesters. You saw the same black-clad, unidentified, super-fit-looking mercenaries in France, okay, when there were protests against the Green Pass. There was dramatic violence, shocking scenes. But these unidentified or unidentifiable mercenaries. So again, we're seeing this, and this is Roger talking, we're seeing this not just in one place, America, we're seeing it in Canada, we're seeing it in France, and she's doing a pretty good job of putting the pieces together in a fashion that some of us already have, but she's dropping them all in one place and tying them together. So let's go to the next point. Emergency powers are being used as a weapon of war. As noted by Wolf, all the pieces of the emergency also point to an obvious direction. In April 2022, President Biden extended emergency law for the eighth time. And this time, he didn't even pretend that it was related to a public health emergency. He didn't. He said it was due to instability in Iraq. What? By extending his emergency powers, he can funnel millions of dollars without accountability into the Department of Health and Human Services. Excuse me, DHSS. Here's another quote from Naomi. He's basically weaponizing HHS all the way down to boards of health, which have been weaponized during the pandemic. Wolf says, so we are at step 10. This is step 10. Nothing legally prevents right now here in New York State the governor from doing what she's trying to do, which is to create quarantine facilities and have a regulation to drag people off to open-ended quarantine if they're exposed to blood-borne pathogens. Okay, can you say concentration camps? We narrowly defeated a similar regulation proposal in Washington State, but with the World Health Organization treaty, they will have that right. Nothing will stop them from having mercenaries that I can't identify or you can't identify show up at the end of my driveway and say, Naomi Wolf, you're a public health threat. And the reason they can do this also is that messaging is focused on mental health too. So if you fold mental health into public health, then you get a rationale to say, oh, dissident is a form of craziness, the way that it's framed in, say, for instance, communist China. So we are dissolving sovereignty all over the world if the WHO treaty is signed. It's absolutely terrifying. We need to wake up and realize that this war is being waged against us. Traitors are dissolving the boundaries of our nation. Listen to what she just said. We see the borders that don't exist. We see states along the border screaming bloody murder. We see the drug trafficking. We see the deaths. We see the cost to communities that is far beyond what they can handle. We see all of this, and we see Americans, a vast majority of Americans, standing up and saying, we don't want this, and we're being ignored by a president. When he went into office, he swore to protect the boundaries or the borders of the United States. He swore to protect the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. What is being committed right in your face, people, and this is Roger talking, is treason. It's not a joke. It's not a guess. It's an absolute fact. But until you're convinced of it, nothing is going to change. People are screaming all across the country, we want the borders taken care of. What is Joe Bob doing? Who are the perpetrators? I suspect the perpetrators of this war are the global cabal that embraces technocracy and transhumanism. Wolf believes perpetrators fall into several different camps. So let's go back to a comment by Naomi Wolf, or a quote. You were way ahead of the curve in identifying how serious this was and the source from which it would emanate. But I don't see them as having no light between them. I see that they're loosely operating in concert. Certainly technocrats. Big tech is an alliance of technocrats. Certainly the World Economic Forum. But Big Pharma isn't even the main driver, in my judgment. As powerful and scary as it is, I think they're using pharma as a global weapon, which Roger has been saying for 2 years now, that Big Pharma and its mechanisms, the vaccines, are being used as a weapon. We'll be back. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words out of my heart, teacher.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
All right, I have to cut that off. Hello. I got to cut this off a little short here. I've got way too much to give you people today. And let's jump back where we were. Let me go over the very last point Naomi was making. Okay, Big Pharma isn't even the main drive in her judgment. As powerful and scary as it is, I think they're being used as a global weapon, at which point I said, this is a point I've been trying to make for many years. So these entities and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and other bad nonprofits like Echo Health Alliance, which is at the center of everything, and other aligned bad nonprofits like the Committee for State and Territorial Epidemiologists, these third-party nonprofits allow government agencies like the CDC to offshore their criminality. For instance, the CDC contracted with these third parties to manage their data. My book, we're talking about Naomi's book, my book shows how there's a consistent mismanagement or manipulation of data around the pandemic to extend that one of, to the extent that one of my chapters is called The Unverifiable Pandemic, which I totally believe it's unverifiable. All of these bad sectors are loosely aligned. They're talking to each other. Amazon, Google, Mike, and Microsoft benefit from the pandemic. Google owns Baseline, which you have to sign into to get a CBS PCR test. Microsoft builds the vaccine passports. Bill Gates has invested in the vaccines. I just read a bombshell interview with JFK Jr. in which he said all of the big tech companies are invested in the vaccines. It's pretty, it's a pretty fully fleshed out methodology that involves big tech, the CCP, China, the World Economic Forum, and now the WHO as a delivery method to create a one-world matrix in which nation states are meaningless parliaments and congresses are meaningless, and all of us are surveilled, tracked, and regularly injected or forced to take whatever pill or treatment they want us to take in such a way as to make freedom a thing of the past, and also in such a way as to harvest all our data continually, which is gold for the tech companies. All right. These are things that we have been discussing over and over again. The power of big tech. The fact that big tech and big pharma working together with the WHO and the WEF are literally taking over the planet. The fact that a WHO pandemic treaty would literally take sovereignty away from the United States. And how many of us voted for this? How can any president or any Congress, without our permission, give away our sovereignty? Look, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as I think Naomi is concerned, there's no longer any respect for human life. Ultimately, the perpetrators of this global war view human beings as a resource fit for harvest. Everything about us is up for grabs, including our DNA. Wolf's husband, Brian O'Shea, a highly trained investigator who spent 12 years in military intelligence and the special forces, has evidence showing that by 2049, China wants to be the repository for the world's DNA, the DNA of every human being on the planet. It's been announced, or excuse me, it's been rumored that the COVID nasal swabs may be sent back to a DNA repository in China. No one knows where they go, really. If this is true, what's the danger? Well, for starters, organ trafficking is a lucrative business in China. And now startups are popping up everywhere to assess the health of your organs. It is inconceivable, or is it, to think they might be compiling data banks on potential organ sources. Another quote from Naomi. These people have no respect for human life. I think these people will stop at nothing. I mean, there are new laws that have been passed that allow a newborn to be enhanced within a month after birth. People, we live in unprecedented times. I mean, there's no precedent for anything that we're going through at this point, but we've seen it coming. Again, from Naomi, the way the World Economic Forum is trying to manage human beings descends straight from Nazism. And as I've said somewhere else, I'm the granddaughter of a woman who lost 9 brothers and a sister to the Nazis. So I don't say this lightly, and don't take this out of context, but Nazism was too good an idea for it to be killed off in 1945, meaning it was too effective, meaning there were those who felt it would have a comeback. We're now seeing Nazi approaches to human life, the creation of a two-tier society, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, life versus unworthy of life. I've got a section in my book, this is coming from Naomi, looking at the history of restrictions and how always restrictions on assembly, restrictions on commerce, restrictions on where Native Americans could travel, how they could trade, those always preceded theft of assets. That's what's happening now to the whole world with the lockdowns. All of humanity was restricted in advance of a massive theft of their assets. And that's going to continue unless we resist it. But no, I don't agree that totalitarian regimes self-destruct. First of all, in the 20th century, they collapsed after massive death, starvation, and upheaval and suffering. But second of all, the Holy Roman Empire lasted for 800 years, and it was pretty totalitarian. They crucified people. It was pretty totalitarian. And she continues, living in Palestine in Jesus' time under the occupation of the Romans, that lasted for centuries. So sure, if we look 500 years or 800 years into the future, maybe global totalitarianism that's being erected right now will have collapsed. But I don't think we should relax because of that. There is another distinguishing factor that we have to take into account with the erection of totalitarian globally compared with those in the past. And that's the role of artificial intelligence. AI now has the capability to tell the same story at the same time around the world at a scale that no human propagandist could ever match. This is not a joke. AI can take inputs from India about how people are receiving a propaganda message and adjust it. Or it can take inputs from people's behavior in real time or from reactions on social media and adjust it. And people haven't even been informed about the extent to which AI can even tweak existing journalism. For instance, every time you read the word Delta variant, you would see it in front of the words highly transmissible. And every time you saw the word myocarditis, you would see it in front of extremely rare. That's AI, and that's happening all over the world with virtually all flows of communication. So people can be propagandized. They can be hypnotized. They can, and lied to, and an artificial reality can be created for them conceptually at a much more sophisticated level than human beings have ever accomplished in the past. Okay. Stop and think about what I just said, people, all right? What we are looking at right now is when we say war, it's not that they're coming in and shooting everybody. They're not. What they are doing is they are using every piece of technology they can to propagandize you, to get you to believe something even though in reality it doesn't exist whatsoever or not in the forms or the fashions you're being told they are. We're being told that the United States is a protected country, a sovereign country. Meanwhile, the puppet in chief, because anybody who believes that Joe Biden's running this country is an idiot, the puppet in chief is allowing the borders to stay open and totally resisting, not only not doing something, totally resisting doing anything while millions of people come across that border. We already know that a big chunk of them are terrorists because out of 100,000 that were actually stopped and checked, 44 of them were known terrorists. Out of the millions that have come across the border and never been stopped, how many of them were terrorists? How many of them are being brought in the United States to do things for a globalist elite that we have no clue about? How much of this is happening right under our nose? Why is our government giving, okay, a globalist organization like the World Health Organization sovereignty over America? Why are they going to be able to tell you that you're going to go to a detention center because you have a disease that you don't even think exists? Why is somebody who doesn't even live in this country going to be able to do that? Why is there a president? Why is Congress not up in arms over this? I have been telling people over and over again that the leaders in this country have been bought and paid for. Very few of them have not. If you've been in Congress more than 10 years, and I would say definitely more than 15 years, you are bought and paid for. Why do you think they continue to vote for things that push us closer and closer to totalitarian government outside of this country? I have told you over and over again, and yes, we're going to pretty much depart from the rest of this. I want to tell everybody that what she says is a lot more, and it will be seen in total, in the article that comes up tomorrow. Okay? You will have a link to read everything this woman has to say, and each and every bit of it is well-researched. And I absolutely was scared crapless reading it, not because I wasn't aware of it, but because she lent credence to a lot of what I have been saying. Mine was based on a lot of guesses by what I had seen. A lot of what she says is based on things that are actually happening and the comparison of one to another. But I'm looking around today, and I'm going to tell you all something that I haven't said, oh, gee, in at least a week. If you stop to consider that 2-3 years ago, the United States had the strongest economy on the planet. The United States was fuel self-independent. We didn't need fuel from anybody if we didn't want to take it, okay? We had unemployment that was at an all-time record low. We had the black community in this country had better employment numbers than they had ever had. I could go on and on and on. This country was in its prime. Nobody laughed at our military. Nobody scoffed at our military. And even though it was on a downward slide, which it has been for at least 20 years, our education system still wasn't pointing parents out as what? Domestic terrorists. All of this was less than 3 years ago. All of this. And in 3 years, you have seen America go to her freaking knees. No, I'm not joking. And you people need to listen. We are that close right now. And Naomi Wolf is literally putting her life on the line by saying the things she's and writing the things that she's doing. This is not a joke. Today, where is our educational system? We're being laughed at. Where's our health system? The United States pays twice as much as any other nation on the planet for health care. And we are number 46 on this planet, which means every well-developed nation is far ahead of us as far as the health of Americans. I will tell you right now that America is the most chronically ill nation on the planet. How's that even possible? How's that even possible? Look at our economy today. We are so overburdened with debt that there is about to be a major collapse in the banking system. It's not a joke. It was predicted 10 years ago. The United States economically is on the verge of collapse. It will take one little stumble right now to put us over the edge. And don't you think that stumble isn't going to intentionally be thrown right in our path? Our military, it's a laughingstock. It's a laughingstock. Those who haven't quit because of the mandate, those who haven't quit because they're so embarrassed because the puppet in chief pulls us out of Afghanistan and leaves over $80 billion worth of equipment behind and American citizens, of which there's still Americans in Afghanistan. So we've got an economy that's the pits. We've got healthcare that's the pits. We've got a military that's the pits. What else have we got that's the pits? We've got borders and sovereignty that are the pits. Would you like me to continue? Where the hell is the America we were so proud of 3 years ago? Where has it gone? Why are you not up saying something? Why haven't you gotten a hold of your congressman? Why haven't you gotten a hold of your senator? Why haven't you sent a letter to Joe Bob saying you're a traitor to America? And don't back away when I say that. This guy is an absolute traitor to America. I know the definition of a traitor. Go look it up. When you're telling the WHO they can have sovereignty over America without asking us first, you tell me, please try to explain to me how that's not treasonous. When you can do everything in your power to ensure that the border stays open to unimpeded illegal aliens crossing that border, many of whom we know for a fact are either dangerous drug dealers, people who, I don't know, deal in humanity, children, I don't know, terrorists. This is treason. He knows it's happening. Did he send troops to the border? Has he sent the National Guard to the border? Has he sent troops to the border? Has he sent extra money to any one of these states to reinforce the border? Has he put the wall up? How many stacks of wall are sitting there just waiting to be put up? They're already paid for. How many? Somebody out there, tell me where I'm wrong. We are watching the most treasonous president that has ever existed in the entire history of this country in our face. And most Americans seem way too, I don't know, comfortable or scared to do anything. And if you do nothing, then stop complaining. Stop complaining. America became America because the colonists decided they weren't going to take the tyranny anymore and they rose up. We are sitting in the same situation. The tyranny is mounting on us by the day. It is in our face at levels nobody would have possibly believed even 3 years ago. Did I know it was coming? Yes. Did I expect to get hit in the face with a baseball bat this hard, this quick? No, I didn't. Has it surprised me? No. But the speed and the intensity at which it's happening has shocked me. I can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt you can. Go to the Liberty Beacon, our flagship.com, and type in Roger Landry and hit enter. The list of articles that will come up, some of them written well over 10 years ago, will be telling you about these things. But hey, back then, I was a tinfoil hat wearer. Back then, I was just somebody who wanted to make a name for himself. I was somebody who raised his voice way too much. And today, I am being asked by people, how does it feel to be vindicated? Anybody who thinks this makes me feel good at all is a moron. It doesn't. It makes me very angry. And I think you can hear that in my voice. We are looking today at America that is not only in serious trouble, but America today that's already on one knee, and if we don't step up real quick, is going down on the other knee very, very quickly. And I want to thank Naomi. I want to thank Dr. Mercola. I want to thank RFK. And this guy's a Democrat, and I don't agree with everything he has to say. But I got to tell you something, the show he did with her and what I presented to you guys a couple of weeks ago from that one, this is information that you're not going to get anywhere else. You're not going to find it anywhere else. And what is it telling you? It's vindicating all of the thoughts you may have had, but we're too afraid to really delve into or to chase after or to talk about. Okay? There's a lot more to what Naomi had to say. Okay, there really is. And I want to strongly suggest that all of you take a few minutes and go to that article tomorrow in the libertybeacon.com, and it will be embedded in this show. But let me take you through her last set of quotes, the last set she gives, by showing people how the legislative process got corrupted and providing on my site, Daily Clout, go to Daily Clout, I strongly recommend it, the way to draft our own laws and pass our own laws. I am also providing people with very concrete ways to protect their liberties and to know what to do in the future. In other words, don't sit there and say, what can we do? Get your butt up and do something. And I feel remiss if I didn't add, and this is Naomi, I personally had to give up my status as a media darling on the left, my friends, and my networks when I began to do real reporting on this pandemic and on the mRNA vaccines. We are in a time where people will have to decide, what am I here for on this planet? Know that if you cling to lies and if you cling to your professional status, your children will live as slaves as you will. Now, there's a lot more to that quote. I just don't have time to go over it. But stop and think about what you just said. Stop and think about what you just said. I had to give up my life in order to be able to give you the truth. I had to give up my status in order to be able to give you the truth. When somebody who has a level of acknowledgement from the world that she had steps away from it, things got to be pretty damn bad, wouldn't you say? She didn't go to more money. She didn't go to more fame. She didn't go to more notoriety. She went to less, and she went to the shadows of danger. Because some of the things she says, well, hey, look, there was a doctor in Italy who stepped up to say, if you've had your third mRNA vaccine, you more than likely have AIDS or AIDS, and you need to go see a doctor. He was the very first doctor to say that. He was a doctor in Italy, and he was a doctor who had been given huge accolades. 2 weeks later, he was dead. This is what you get today for warning people. This is what you get for bringing reality to people. Everything I've said today, and I could have said a whole lot more, believe me, I had enough in front of me for a 3-hour show. I had to literally pick what I would and wouldn't say. I strongly recommend you go in and read the whole thing. There's even a video discussion there with her. I strongly recommend you go to the Liberty Beacon tomorrow and go through this information. Why? You're living on the edge. Look around you. The economy is all but destroyed. Education is all but destroyed. Health is all but destroyed. Okay? Our political system is all but corrupt to the point where nobody trusts it at all anymore. Our borders are wide open, and we have a president who refuses to protect them. Our military is the joke of the world. This is America that 3 years ago anybody would have been jealous of and everybody wanted to come to. Where do you live today? Answer that, because this show's about over. Where do you live today? Because it sure as the hell isn't in that America. And it's not going to get better if you don't stand up. It's actually getting worse by the day. There's only one thing that can save this country. That's we the people. It's not your politicians unless you hold them accountable. That's we the people. It's not your border unless we can hold them accountable. That's we the people. It's not the education system unless we can hold it accountable. Who? We the people. You need to stop relying on those who have committed treason and tyranny against you over and over again. You need to stop swallowing it and saying it will eventually get better, because it's not. Get off your dead butt and do something. America of 3 years ago doesn't exist anymore. My question to you is, would you like it to? Would you like it to exist again? I sure as the hell would. I have grandchildren. I'm terrified of the life they're going to live. I'm terrified of what we're leaving them. And I know for a fact that if the elites get their way, especially with this vaccine mechanism, there's going to be a whole hell of a lot less of us in a few years to push back. That's not a joke. You've all heard me talk about it. You've all heard the stories I tell with the information to back it up. Genocide will happen.
Customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line.
Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.